Hello and welcome to All Things Considered.
This ain't that. We're not fucking NPR. We're garbage people.
That's a great intro.
We are. What are we again? Well, that's weird.
Lord help us.
A podcast with two graduate students because the third one went out for cigarettes and never came back. Actually, I thought it was bread.
Unsolved mysteries. Is this going to become one of those where we investigate?
Probably.
Joe missing?
He told me cigarettes and pizza. He told you bread. He told somebody else something. The fact is, our co-host, Joe, is no longer with us. I don't know when he'll be back, and I kind of miss him. So, Joe, if you're out there, please call me. You know my number. We wanted to make sure you're safe.
You should leave your number so you can get strangers to call you.
I do have.
If you'd like Jose's number, please leave us a message. The more, the better.
Or DM me. You can always DM
That's
me.
That's true. Slide into Jose's DMs.
Yeah, I slid in there. Slid a little snake. Get up in there. Get in there. My DMs are a little dry right now.
Speaking of dry, what are you talking about today?
We're talking about sex injuries, guys. We're talking about the weirdest sex injuries that people have gone into the ER for. Also, the weirdest excuses people have come up with because they're too embarrassed to say what happened.
Exactly.
Sex injuries, guys. Sex is normal. It's a beautiful thing. Nothing to be ashamed of. Sex is sex. Love is love.
You ready to hear this crazy shit?
Okay, Duja's going to go first, everybody. Okay. So, Duja, what's your crazy sex story?
I have a lot of crazy sex stories.
Okay, so and this comes from first-hand experience,
no,
correct?
No, it doesn't.
This comes from...
So, these stories come from the ER, so a lot of ER doctors talked about this, and they even have a show called, like...
My Crazy Sex Story?
Yeah, something like that on TLC.
My boyfriend sent me to the ER? Oh, TLC? Your TLC, 90 Day Fiancé. Everybody needs to go check that show out, 90 Day Fiancé.
I know you love that show. Okay,
That's a side plug for 90 Day Fiancé.
We are not sponsored by 90 Day Fiancé, but we can be. Please
90 Day Fiancé, plug our show. We won't represent you.
So, the first one, the headline is a woman's vulva burned after her partner ate hot sauce and performed oral sex.
Wow, what kind of hot sauce was this? This was
a friend's hot.
Friend's hot? It's not even that spicy.
Anyway, so one woman came into the ER and she's like, hey, I have a burning sensation in my genital area after I had oral sex. Turns out her boyfriend, fiance, whatever, had hot sauce that he had just eaten. Didn't wash his nasty fucking mouth because he's disgusting. And then he gave her oral sex and it left mild burns on her genital region. And a doctor by the name of Gab Wilson was explaining this. And she tells her audience, in addition to spicy food, feeling hot on the tongue's taste buds can also interact with skin receptors that process pain from things like extreme temperatures, pinching, cutting, and chemicals. So when something like a chili pepper touches your skin, receptors process it. So... you know, don't eat hot sauce and then give someone oral.
Or just, you know, after you do, brush your teeth, use a little Listerine, Colgate, you know, brush your teeth. That's just, you know.
That's common courtesy.
That's common courtesy. If you're going to go down on somebody, clean your fucking mouth. You know.
The more you know.
Yeah, the more you know. I'm all about you guys having healthy, healthy sex, guys. Healthy sex life is very important.
That's Jose's side job. He goes to communities and explains how protection works.
Yeah,
if you want him to come to you and explain this to you, sign his DMs.
You can get those dental dams, condoms, all of the above.
Oh, God. Go ahead. What's your story?
Okay, my story is a weird excuse somebody gave.
You memorize this? So is this a personal story?
No, I got it from the news. I got it from the interweb. It's the dark web.
The dark web. Okay, that's going
to
be good.
The dark web. I had to put incognito mode and everything. A patient came into the ER with a vacuum stuck around his penis.
Like it was, he just, the whole thing.
The whole thing was stuck in there.
Wow.
The excuse he gave to the ER nurse was.
He was cleaning and then it fell on him?
No.
What?
He was cleaning, but he had to do it naked. He just had to clean his apartment naked.
And then how did it fall on his penis?
He was cleaning naked. Stuff happens. He fumbled around and it just happened to, the hose went, oops!
Oh my
God. A second sound came up, and the second one is even stranger. This guy really likes chickens. He really likes them because
like
he wanted...
Chickens? Or the food?
He likes chickens. He
like alive ones.
Alive chickens because he wanted to experience the process of laying an egg. So when he came to the doctor, he told the doctor, I have an egg stuck up my ass because I wanted to experience how chickens experience laying eggs.
How didn't it not crack?
I don't know.
Why didn't he just, like, get someone to... hit him or something and then crack the egg inside and then he can just go to the bathroom.
The problem is the egg was stuck up his ass. Okay, your turn, Deja.
Okay. Oh my god. I have one that I thought of you, but this isn't the one.
Wow. Why did you think about me?
Okay, here's this. Okay. So this one, the headline is, one man got a wedding band stuck around his penis when he tried to use it to help with erectile dysfunction.
What?
So this older man, I'm assuming, had erectile dysfunction and he was having difficulties getting it up. So what did he do? He Googled it. And that's the best thing to do when you have medical problems, Google it. And he read, if you put a ring around it, it helps. So what did he do? He put his wedding ring on it, and it didn't help. It got stuck. And since it was made from metal rather than, you know, something like silicone that can come off, his penis was erect, and he couldn't get it out. And after that, he couldn't get blood flow to his penis, and it was borderline necrotic, and they almost cut his dick off. So don't put wedding rings around your penis.
Okay.
You learned that lesson?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this one comes...
I could just read the headline.
No, this is... Before I give you another headline about a weird excuse somebody gave, I'm going to tell you another story about somebody... Somebody who told me a story about a guy and his penis problem.
Is this your story? Like, personal?
No, it's not. My insurance wouldn't cover this. We're poor graduate students, Deja. A doctor would have walked me out. He's like, you're not paying me for this.
Oh, God, this is bad. Okay.
Somebody I know once had trouble urinating, right? Mm. Couldn't pee. So he's like, oh, I guess, you know, maybe pee will come out later. You know, maybe I guess I don't want to pee.
Yeah.
But apparently he had to really pee, but the pee wouldn't come out the pee hole. You know, the urethra.
No, he did not.
What do you mean?
Put something up.
No.
Oh, thank
weird.
God. Okay.
No. So he couldn't pee. So he's like, maybe, you know, I'll go to the doctor. The doctor told him, like, you know, maybe drink something more that would help. Yeah, that would help, you know.
Like cranberry juice.
Sure. Why? Something like that, right? Didn't help. Now this person, a day later, is having lots of pain. He goes to the ER. And they told him, yeah, he hasn't peed in over 24 hours. And the doctor's like, that's not good.
Oh, no.
So what do you think they're going to do to him?
They're going to open him up. They're going to stick a tube in his penis.
Yeah, what's that called? It's actually a medical procedure. Catheterize?
They're going to catheterize
you? Yeah, catheterize you. Catheterize? I don't think I'm pronouncing it right.
Well, they're going to put a catheter in him.
Yeah, a catheter. There you go. Yeah. Right. So the nurse is putting a catheter inside him, right? She's having trouble putting it in.
Oh, no.
Right? And in the process, she's like, let me just throw it all over. She yanks it out. And what happens? This guy just starts peeing like a cannon all over the room, shooting straight up into the ceiling, right? Pee everywhere. Pee getting on the doctor, pee getting on the nurses. The nurse is trying to control the situation, she's trying to handle the control penis, you know? And finally, the pee's all out of him, right? Doctor comes in and he's like, sir, do you masturbate? And he's like, well, yes, I do masturbate. You know, that's normal, guys. Masturbation is normal. Nothing to be ashamed of. Everybody does it. The queen does it, you know?
You know that personally? Have you talked to her?
She looks like she does it. That's part of your secret for staying alive so long.
Oh my god.
You know, masturbation is totally normal. Nothing to be ashamed of, okay? Apparently, what happened is the last time he masturbated, he didn't clean himself off, and a little cum got dried up and got stuck inside his urethra.
Oh,
and it was causing a clog that wouldn't let the pee come out. And when the nurse pulled out the catheter,
It pulled out
the dry semen plug that was inside his penis. And that's where all the pee came from.
Oh, my God.
So, guys, when you're having sex, what's the name? Key rule? Hygiene.
That is
body crazy. Hygiene. Get in there. Take a little shower. But what you don't want to do is what I read on the internet, right? This guy, and this is an old story, guys.
Is it this one right there?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, please tell me that's not related. Go on.
This is the iPad story.
Okay.
The iPod.
This was back in the day.
Back in the day, when, if you guys don't remember iPods, they had the little circle thing, they spin them around. This guy went into the ER, and he told the nurse, I fell asleep listening to music. And guess what had happened to him while he was sleeping? Somehow, magically, his headphone, and you remember those Apple, you know, for all those iPhones out there, you know when you get your new Apple product, they come with the white headphones?
Yeah.
Somehow that headphone ended up his pee-pee hole.
The head of it.
Oh
my god, how does it fit in there?
I don't know this guy's penis. Maybe he has a big penis, maybe he has a big hole. I don't know. So there you go, guys. Just be careful with the pee hole. Just be careful with it.
That's actually a thing.
What's that thing?
Like putting objects in your penis hole is called sounding. It's actually a fetish people have.
Sounding? Like sound?
Yeah, like sound. It's called sounding.
But there's no.
But they have special kind of. No, I know you don't hear anything, but they have special kind of metal that you put up there. I'm not recommending doing that. Please don't do anything crazy.
Yes, please do not do
anything. This is a disclaimer. These are just horror stories.
Unless you have really, really good medical insurance that covers anything. If you got medical insurance, go for it.
Okay. I have two more. Do you? Which one would you rather hear? Lizard related or semen related?
I want both, actually. So do back to back.
Okay. So first one is a woman ingested her partner's semen and she had an allergic reaction to it and got hives. So this woman went to the ER and she had really bad difficulty breathing. And the doctors were like, oh, that's weird. What's wrong with you? You don't have asthma. They found out she was allergic to an antibiotic known as penicillin. Ironically, her partner had traces of a similar antibiotic, which is amoxicillin, in his semen. So, you know, you can kind of connect the dots. She gave him oral, had the semen in him, God. Got an allergic reaction. Turns out the allergens are actually transferred through sex. A lot of it's not been studied, but it was demonstrated earlier in 2007, where a woman who had an allergic reaction after swallowing her partner's semen, turns out she was allergic to Brazilian nuts, and he had eaten Brazilian nuts earlier. Both forms of Brazilian nuts. Are you ready for the next one? Okay. This one is the one that reminded me of you.
What the fuck, dude? That's disgusting.
Okay, guys. So if you don't know about Jose, don't worry. I'm not going to say anything weird. Jose is a herpetologist. So tell us about that.
I'm a herpetologist adjacent.
Fine. What do you mean by that exactly? Please explain that to us.
I haven't graduated to herpetologist.
Fine. He's a herpetologist in training.
Yeah, in training, adjacent. That basically means I study herps. I study lizards.
What are herps? Herpes?
Herps are anything with scales. So those are your lizards, your snakes, your
fish have scales.
Never mind animals.
I know, but you said anything with scales. I'm just trying to help.
Anything
you.
That's land animal and they have scales, okay?
Okay, so that being said, this story is dedicated to Jose. It's called A Lizard Crawled Up a Man's Urethra.
What kind of lizard, though? I'm kind of curious.
Where he masturbated in the forest. Jose's face is priceless. Okay.
First of all, who's masturbating in the forest? Because that just sounds like a terrible place to get it on.
So this comes from TLC's Sex Sent Me to the ER. That is the show that we recommend for today. Sex Sent Me to the ER. It's a crazy stories related to sex and their injuries. So in the story, a man is masturbating in the forest. Afterwards, he arrives at the ER and he says he has burning and swollen penis and he said he couldn't pee. And he told the doctors he thinks he witnessed, quote unquote, a legless lizard crawling into his urethra. And after this, they were able to remove the animal, which unfortunately died.
Oh, God damn it. That's the worst part of the story. The animal died.
And then, according to 2010, in a lot of neurology journals, there was an instance of objects in a person's urinary tract. It's very rare, but it does occur. And examples include wires, screws, ballpoint pens, and snakes. That the people have put up there.
People stop doing that to animals, okay? Animals can't give consent. Stop messing with animals, okay? Okay, Deja, do you like fried chicken?
Oh, God. Yeah,
I know you do because I saw you in a video fighting for one of those Popeye's chicken sandwiches. I saw you on the video. You
were definitely not me. But
you were going down. I heard you were assaulting. And this was being the BC era, guys. Deja would go to Popeye's, get that Popeye's chicken. She said, fuck Chick-fil-A. She don't fuck with them. She said, Popeye's, so go fuck your mother. She went that Popeye chicken. I saw you in that video throwing down, swinging them hands. Okay.
That's good. I like it.
So Deja likes Popeye's chicken. So guess who else likes Popeye's chicken?
The person in the story.
They ordered a little Popeye's chicken with some little spice and herbs, right? They ordered a little too much spice. They ordered a little too much, right? Because they had some leftover pieces. This person got curious, and they wanted to get closer to the food they were enjoying.
All things aside, how do you get this curious that you want to fuck things like this?
Okay, Deja, let me finish the story.
Okay, go ahead.
This person enjoyed KFC so much. I mean, Popeye's. And fried chicken, to be honest. It's pretty good. It's pretty good, right? This person wanted to experience it, right? And you know, when you eat something, you experience, you taste it. Because, you know, we have those taste buds. You can experience
You got that crisp, dopamine high.
You get that crisp feel in your mouth, that mouth feel, that crispiness, that little juiciness from the chicken when it's just right.
Oh, my God.
Do you eat the skin of the chicken?
Yes.
Some people do. Some people don't. It's a preference.
If it's crispy chicken, who doesn't?
People who are health conscious, I don't know.
If you're eating fried chicken, you're not health conscious right now.
You know, you dip the little drumstick in the gravy. But this person wanted to get even closer to them. He wanted chicken inside them, but in a different way.
This guy must have been related to the egg boy.
He did. So he decided to get that drumstick, that extra piece of drumstick, and shove it right up the keister.
Oh my god.
He shoved it up right up the bum, and guess what he told the doctor?
What possibly could you lie about? What did, just say this is why. What did he say? I want to hear it. It has to be good.
Tell you. The story goes on to say, now the asshole wants what the asshole wants, and the asshole refused to give up the chicken leg. So that asshole liked that chicken. So hey guys, assholes like Popeye's chicken too. So assholes support Popeye's chicken. Popeye's chicken, guys. Finger looking good?
Finger looking good.
Finger looking good. That's the story. Okay. That's
booty hole eating good.
Booty hole eating good. That's what the KFC would. That's what the what the Colonel Sanders would be into with the little bow tie. He looked like he a little freak.
Is that your last one? I have one that's a side.
Go one more, and then I'll do my last one.
You heard about the Hot Pocket guy?
Oh, I think I heard about him. Was he trying? Is that the one? He was he also trying to sue Hot Pocket?
I don't know if he did. He try to sue?
I remember somebody suing Hot Pocket because they. Well, you tell.
So there was a guy, he posted on Twitter, and he was like, I'm going to fuck this Hot Pocket. So he put the Hot Pocket in the microwave like you do before you eat it. He heated that boy up, put his little pee-pee in there, and he fucked it and got, like, second-degree burns because...
Hot Pocket. Some women call the vaginas Hot Pocket.
No, my God. Go ahead. Okay,
so these two stories, I'm reading about this one right now, animals.
Yes.
We need to stop messing with them because you know what?
They can't give consent,
you know? This story is about a guy who straight up went into a pond, butt naked. Guess what he did around, what he put around his genitalia?
Bread.
Put a little bread in there. Oh, a little bread. God. Guess what came up to and ate the bread? Ducks came up. They're eating the bread, but they took a little something extra. They took a bite of his penis. Not a bite, because they have no teeth, but they just nipped at it, whatever they do.
They nibbled at it.
They nibbled at his scrotum, and they ripped the scrotum in half.
In half?
In half.
Oh, fuck.
You know?
So now I got a ball and a half?
Sure. guys, can we stop fucking animals, okay? They don't give consent.
There's a documentary about that called Zoo. Have you heard of it?
No!
Oh, okay, I highly recommend this documentary. It's about a guy who fucked a horse and died because,
Well, isn't that Harry Potter play about him fucking a horse?
Is that what that's about?
What's
Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
I knew he was naked and a horse. I didn't know he fucked it. Oh, I thought he fucked it. He probably did not fuck it. Anyway, yes.
What was that play called? Equestronauts?
Equestrian?
Equestrian?
Sure.
Equestapods?
What's your next story?
This one is for you, all you liars out there. If you got a kink, just own it. Honestly, just fucking own it.
True.
Once you own it, guys, Tyrion Lannister said once you own it, they can never use it again.
That's beautiful.
So this person went into the ER for carrot stuck up his ass. A full carrot! I'm not talking about like...
not a mini carrot.
Not a baby carrot. Like a full carrot. Like the carrot you would buy at the store. You would take it home. You would wash it. You would
chop it up,
slice it up. And, you know, he took a full carrot, put it straight up the asshole.
Did he do the pokey part up?
Oh, of course. The pokey part.
He's an expert.
But guess what he told the damn doctor?
He sat on the carrot.
No, he told him, I was just eating carrot soup.
From the ass?
He was eating carrot soup, guys. He was eating carrot. Fucking liar! You're going to shove a carrot up your ass.
Own it!
You know what, guys? Carrots are inanimate objects. You don't need to consent, okay? So go ahead with that. It's not an animal. Stay away from the animals. Leave the dogs and go. Okay, so,
what's
guys.
What's our sponsor for today?
Well, before we wrap it up, sex is wonderful. Sex is great. Sex should be done and should not be peer pressure or anything like that, guys. Do it at your own pace. All jokes aside, you know, just take your time with it. If you're 30 years old and you haven't had sex, don't rush into it. If you're, you know, you do you. You do you. Sex is whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just have safe sex. Safe sex.
Safe sex.
Safe sex.
There you go.
Guys, dude, just making fun of my stutter. She called me a dumbass.
Not say that.
You know it is.
You're lying.
Okay, so our sponsor for today's podcast, guys, is audible.com. You know what? Lots of people call me dumb because they're like, you listen to books? Are you dumb enough you can't read them? And I'm like, no, I'm a busy person. I'm a graduate student. I got shit to do. I'm in the lab 24/7. I don't
always. You live here?
Yeah, I live here, guys.
We're currently recording in Jose's lab.
And you know what? I like to listen to books. I just feel like I like to listen to a lot of books. And guess what book I'm reading right now?
Is it sex related?
No, you're nasty. Do you know who Malcolm Gladwell is?
No, please tell me.
He is a Jamaican writer. He's an awesome writer. And his new book is called listening to strangers about how sometimes when you're talking to different people, you don't always pick up on those sudden movements, sudden little gestures in their faces, or sudden things in their voices that can get misconstrued into miscommunications. And it's a really interesting book, guys.
Great.
So, you know, so audible.com, Duja, what's our link?
Audibletrial.com/well, that's weird. 30-day free trial. Get your free book on.
And check out Malcolm Gladwell's Talking to Strangers book. It's a really good book.